opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and B holding it down out in Ashburn, Virginia. Day two of Commander's mandatory mini camp. Brian, I'll make a promise to you right now. We will not be doing...
What is the promise, young man?
We're not going to do 3 hours of Terry McLaurin talk.
Good.
That was a lot yesterday.
You pushed it three. Wanted it to be three.
I wanted to let callers weigh in. And yeah, I mean, yeah, we probably
sometimes just to
two of those out.
After an hour,
you always
and
tell
and half,
me I don't take enough calls.
No, I said after an hour and a half, 2 hours, that's over with.
Well, once DQ chimed in, it's kind of when it changed. I think a lot of people, I think when the coach comes out and has clearly zero issue, then everybody should realize, yo, this is the business of football.
Well, when you and I role played earlier, I told him basically what he was going to say. Now, role play can be multiple things now. And when I role played as Dan Quinn, yeah. I said exactly what Dan Quinn said.
You sure did. Exciting day just to kind of watch football. I do think we'll get to hear from Laramie Tunsil today, which will be fun. I don't know. What I've learned about Marshawn Lattimore in the brief time I've covered him and folks I've talked to from New Orleans, he's not the biggest talker. Okay. He likes to talk on the field, but not necessarily with the media and stuff. So I don't know that we'll hear from Marshawn today. We'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. Obviously, exciting to be out here. And we were off the air and got to go watch the end of practice yesterday, and they're running 2 minute, they're running goal line. You were in the league for 14 years. Mm-hmm. That was some intense practice for June. Not intense in a bad way.
Well, it's
high energy.
Like it's competitive, and I think that's the thing about it. I think these guys now are at a point where they're mature enough to understand how to put in work but not try and harm each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And after practice, you saw everybody coming up, dapping up and stuff. Because
totally.
Listen, man, for 14 years, I always wanted the guy across from me to give me the best look possible. So when I got in the game, it was just easy. You know, when the lights are on and fans are in the stand, it doesn't take much to get somebody up. When you're in practice in the dog days of summer and like this time of year, it's hard as hell to go out there and do it for an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is. But when the lights are on, that's easy. So if somebody is out there BSing around and not giving you the best look, you're not ready for the big time. You're not ready for the lights. So I saw a lot of them like competing, but not trying to do stupid stuff. And sometimes it's hard at this time of the year when you got so many new guys around. They haven't understood how you work yet, but they seem to be right on point.
I think DQ has talked about how Adam Peters puts the team together, but they have a lot of collaboration, and it's just so clear that being a good teammate and busting your ass to the highest level is the most paramount necessity to be a Commander. That's you know it. What I mean? And, like, when DQ and Adam Peters talk about what they want in a Commander, like, they mean it. Mm-hmm. There is not lip service. The marketing department is not in charge. There is not somebody pulling things one way and then going the other direction.
It's consistency. Like, you know, and you and I have talked about that before we started doing this radio station and this radio show and after. If the coach or the front office is consistent at what they do, guys will adjust to that. If the coach or the front office comes in and they are trying to be hard one day and try to be your buddy the next day and be all those different things, then guess what? You're going to find out you're going to have different guys going different ways. But they're consistent in what they do. Look, Dan says it all the time. I have to have relationships with the dudes, with the guys. I want to know what's going on in their personal lives so I can be able to really approach them right how I'm going to get stuff out of them in their professional life. You know? So he's the one that's making sure guys are cool, making sure things are okay when they're not here or they're not coming in. So when they step in, things happen. Because you never – listen, Adam and Dan are attached. But those players got to always feel that that coach has their back. And I think he does a great job of that.
Totally. You know what? Something that I've kind of given up seeking validation in my career at this point. Like, I think my work can kind of stand on its own. but Jason Garrett was here yesterday. I don't know if you talked to Jason at all.
No, I left out. I wanted to go in and just smack him one. Yeah, I play with Jay. I think me and Jason would have gone on one staff.
Probably the Giants.
Giants staff. Yeah.
Super nice guy. I've met him a couple times, talked to him a couple times.
Little Red.
Yeah, and obviously he did the bulk of his coaching in Dallas. He and Dan Quinn were assistants together in Miami like 20 years ago, and they're clearly still close friends. And I got to talk to Jason for a minute as he was leaving the field, and when Josh Harris bought the team and they were going through the process, right, all I said over and over and over was organizational alignment. I want the owner to hire the GM, to hire the coach, and everybody to be on board and pick your quarterback. Mm-hmm. And they did it. And you see what that alignment can do for an organization. Yeah. Now, we've only seen the ups. Eventually, downs will come. That alignment is more important in the downs than it is in the ups.
Yeah.
Because everybody understands the direction this thing is going and why they want it to be that way.
When things are going good, it's not hard to get people on board.
Nah.
When things are going bad, you find out who's really about that life.
For sure. And I think Jason Garrett, I just asked him, hey, you know, you've been around a lot of teams. Like, how do you think this team is operating? And he said, he's like, they've nailed it. When you have, he brought up the alignment on his own, right? And I think he said when you have owner to GM and all the way down and the coaches, because think about the coaching staff. One thing that always impresses me, I'm talking regular season week 11. They're playing the Broncos. I don't know who the hell they're playing week 11, right? What coaches do, and this is a league-wide thing, and I imagine this is something that's kind of always happened. Week 11 is actually Miami. There's like a theme for the week. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And what I have seen in the past is whatever the theme for the week is, the coach will kind of push, and then you don't often hear about it. But whatever that is that week, I hear it independently from players and coaches all over the building at different moments, on camera, off camera. Like, everybody is on board with what they're doing, and that starts in position rooms. That starts in position meetings.
See, the theme for the week is okay if you have an overall theme.
Right.
And every time you hear every one of those guys talk, I don't care who it is, what is it, anytime, anybody, anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they all have an overall theme to where, yes, they can branch off from that. Certain weeks they may feel like they got to, you know, emphasize one point or the other a little bit more. But what I've liked about them, I remember when you asked the question, and I think I had a few other people ask me the question, when they start doing the bag drill, you say, man, when things start getting tough, guys going to keep doing that? I say, as long as he's consistent with it. And you watch. All these new guys that were there yesterday, they jump right into it and they compete. And it's a competitive thing where they have two groups going across these bags, and each group is trying to go through this thing and try to finish up first. And I think that right there, everything that they do, there's a level of competition. People talk about Michael Jordan all the time.
Sure.
And Mike became so good, I think, at basketball and in other aspects of life because he's a damn good businessman as well. Because he competes at everything. If you and I are sitting here, if Mike wasn't walking in right now, he was sitting here, and I'm closer to the door than you are, he'll be in the corner. He'd say, I bet you I can get out that door before y'all. And we'll sit there and say, how much you want back? Because I'm looking right here. How you going to get past me? And you could jump across the table.
I think I'd go under.
But he'll find a way eventually where we get into a conversation, and he'll fool you and like, yo, I got to do something real quick and be out the door, and bam, he got us.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But we lost all that money. But it's just always being on point in everything that you do. And I think what Dan has done, he's gotten every one of these players, for the most part, at this point, because they got some young guys probably still trying to get some other stuff out, to where everything that you do, try to be the best at it. And if that, because like when we talk about diets and stuff, I tell people, don't do a diet, have a lifestyle change.
Right.
Because if you do it every day, then it's just something you do. It's not something, oh, I'm doing it for a certain period of time. If guys just start trying to be the best at everything all the time, then you don't have to force it when you're on the football field.
Totally. and then when you have that type of atmosphere, it's like a jet wash. Like it just continues to create itself.
Totally.
And dude, unfortunately, when you have a negative toxic atmosphere, that's also a jet wash that just continues to create itself.
Because and the thing of it is like it's not only just the players, and I think that's where we got lost over the years that were here prior. Everyone thought it was just like the players. You were around long enough to understand every aspect of this team suffered from what was going on at the top.
Sure.
Hey, attitudes, the way personalities were presented, everything's different now. Guys are much more inviting and fun when they were kind of closed off before. Why? Because that's how the person up top was.
100%, man. They have hit all the right buttons, and the trajectory is pointing upward clearly. Also helps when you draft a stud quarterback. it's remarkable how much of an impact that can make. Pack show coming your way. We're going to talk to Rob McNamara here in a few minutes. He is the head pro down at Keswick in Charlottesville. But perhaps more impressively, he qualified as an amateur golfer for the U.S. Open at Oakmont some years back. But to do that and to understand what Oakmont is...
Oakmont is hell.
Oakmont is hell.
They got the church pews, and it's nothing about no church. That is hell. Look, man, I'm asking a question. I don't know who designed Oakmont. Why do you put a sand trap and then put some little grass, little they call it church pews, but like little grass mounds in the middle, but the grass is thick as rough.
Dude, it's crazy.
You know, it's the most asinine thing I've ever seen in my life. And then that one green on it with those church pews is weird.
Totally.
Because it's more like down there in North Carolina.
Pinehurst.
It's more like Pinehurst than it is than the other course.
I think it is – I don't think it's a stretch to say it is the hardest golf course in America.
Well,
maybe the world.
As DeChambeau said yesterday, this is the hardest golf course in the world.
Yeah. And
– but you know what?
I can't wait to watch
you. They need to be tested, baby.
Sure.
You know, like
– that's what the U.S. Open especially is supposed to be.
What golf has become, and everybody that plays golf – everybody goes to the range. What's the first thing they do? Start bombing drivers.
Bomb it.
You know what? You better get your ass ready for some thick rough. Because I watched some shots yesterday when I was watching the Golf Channel Live. Yeah. They were dropping balls and then come back, and the camera wasn't looking at the ball because the ball goes all the way to the bottom of it.
Right.
And that stuff is gnarly, and it's all different directions. So, hey, I like it. You know, just like when John Daly walked off the course, I smiled.
Right.
Because, hell – if they always do it good, then hell, I need to see them test
it
too.
It also, like, you feel a connection with it. You're a good golfer. I'm an average golfer. Like I've been super frustrated and walked off the course. Mm-hmm. Like, I did it last weekend at Woodmont. I'm going to do it tomorrow at Congressional. like, my boy playing it at Woody last weekend.
Bro, you got to have a better mindset going into it, Jay. You already predicting, I'm playing hard, I'm walking off.
I feel all right. I went to the range. I went to Haynes. Haynes might be my one seed of ranges. You never know what you're going to get at the East Potomac Park range.
That was you that said that? Was that Jeff that saw the guy riding?
Oh, that was me.
That was you?
Yep.
He had the little motorcycle, unicycle?
So what I like to do is I go hit a bucket of balls, and then I get a grilled cheese at the Haynes Point little snack shop.
Man, you can get your old half smoke in there, too.
I know. Dude, that may be the best priced restaurant in all of Washington, D.C.
It's kind of like an Augusta style restaurant.
It's a throwback in there.
Yeah.
I love it in there.
Yeah.
But my man, so I'm sitting there eating my grilled cheese, and this dude next to me has this, like, device, which I thought was just like a speaker because he was playing music. And that's fine. Play music, dude. And then it's time for him to go, and he, like, stands up, and this, what I thought was a speaker, turns into a unicycle.
So he rode his speaker away.
Yo, he rode it down the little steps. You know the little steps at the snack shop? He rode it down there, did this crazy little, like, 180, 360 at the putting green, and just zoomed off into the sunset. It was impressive.
When you find things that have multiple uses, it's great.
Yeah.
He has a speaker, a seat, and a bike ride.
He's basically Batman.
Yeah.
Now, that did not compare to the dude I saw before at the driving range with ski goggles on, but
why was he wearing ski goggles?
I don't know, B. Maybe that's the next step in golf technology.
No.
I
don't think so.
I'm really excited to talk to Rob McNamara. We have Greenberg at 11. We should hear DQ live around 12:30. And then at 1 o'clock, Spot Track and Over the Cap have become the absolute go-to kind of contract salary cap websites. Over the Cap is kind of specific to the NFL. Spot Track does everything, but they both do a fantastic job. Michael Jannetty is going to join us from Spot Track. And this dude's a contract expert. So with Terry, the big conversation is, like, what does this deal need to look like? I feel like I have a decent idea. You got to kind of get to DK. But Michael Jannetty is going to join us to really break down what that deal looks like for Terry. But, B, this morning, special moment, last day of school for my girls.
Oh, boy.
And so last night was the time trials. Swim team. So swim team's off and running. And then today is last day of school. And it's just for my oldest, for Shelby, who's finishing third grade and now going to go to fourth grade. Like, that, in my mind, totally makes sense. Like, she's reading like crazy. I think she's ready for, like, the next step academically, like, all these things, right? For my little one, though, last night, so she's now, like, really swimming on swim team, not just kind of the very little kid version. Mm-hmm. Like, last night she's in time trials and doing backstroke and stuff. And then today's her last day of kindergarten. It just kind of hits you. Like, she's only going into first grade, and she's completely ready for it, and I'm so excited for that. But, like, she's not going to be little forever, you know?
Well, you didn't know that?
I
told you a long time ago.
There are things you know, but then when they hit, it's like, oh.
You ask me questions along the way, and I always tell you, I say, hey, they don't stay small, dog. And you're like, I know.
But it hits you different. And
hey, wait till they become 13, 14, things like that. That's what change up.
Lauren's in charge
of
that.
Wait till a little dude knock on the door.
Dog.
Then you have to call Uncle Jeff.
Hey, I want Shelby to tell him, hey, you know my Uncle Jeff has concealed carry, right?
And Uncle B. Mitch?
Yeah, I got people, all right? Boys, if you're listening, B, you'll like this. So I met somebody for coffee this morning, and you know I don't drink coffee, but, like, meeting for coffee is the appropriate thing. I can't be like, hey, you want to meet for a Diet Coke? And it was a really nice time, just good conversation. But I'm walking out, and there's my man that I see all the time, Sinai. He's a big listener of the show. He's always asking me about Heard It Here First, and, like, he's just a good dude. And I'm walking by the Starbucks to my car, and I see him, and he just points at his watch, like, telling me, like, dog, you're running late. And it made me laugh, because if you're a listener to our program.
You know.
Yeah.
I had one, two, four or five guys yesterday came to me at the golf course saying how they listen and like the show and all that stuff. So The people listening.
We appreciate it.
So, man. I don't know what the hell that little machine telling people, but I think that machine's lying his ass off because people listen.
We're going to do some U.S. Open when we return. It is B. Mitch and Finley live in Ashburn, Commanders minicamp day two.
Hey, you all know I'm getting ready to ride a bike to Dewey Beach on June 20th because I love supporting great causes. And this great cause this time is going to be autism awareness and also disability inclusion. It's going to be a great ride. The ride is always a blast, and it all ends with a beachside festival at the Beach House Hotel in Dewey Beach, which is just one block away from the ocean, right in the heart of the action. So I want you all to come out and ride with me. Listen, I know the bike ride is next week, but there are some guys that have been riding a long time, and you want to be able to help. So you can join my team, Riding 30. Go to biketothebeach.org. That's biketothebeach.org and join today. Or you can just go to that same website and donate. You can find everything right on my social media, on X and on Instagram. So make sure you join us. Let's have some great fun and support a great cause.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B, at some point we got to take a minute to talk about the Nats. That was a tough, tough loss last night. I'm really starting to enjoy watching Mackenzie Gore pitch, man.
Yeah, but he needs some closers.
Well, dude, or just run support. I mean,
bullpen.
A lot of things they need.
Something.
Yeah. Right now, though, I'm really excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome in Rob McNamara, director of golf down at the Keswick Club in Charlottesville. But more impressively, Robert, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, yep, we got you, dude. So
awesome technology. You love it.
Yeah, man. So B. Mitch will love to hear this, that Rob played his college golf at LSU. All American
right.
Three times.
Right across the river from where I grew up, Rob.
But
is that right?
I grew up in Plaquemine.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There you go. Missed the food big time.
Rob, I want to talk to you about the U.S. Open and who you think should win this week and all that. I think if you're a golfer, you are so excited to watch Oakmont with the best in the world.
Yeah.
But, dude, we got to go back. You were 17 years old, and you qualified for the U.S. Open at Oakmont in 1983. I mean, how does a 17-year-old qualify and play that course. What was that like?
It was unbelievable. I was in high school. I went through the qualifying like everyone else and gave it a whirl and got in a playoff. And, you know, you have to go through two stages as a qualifier. I made it through and anyway, ended up in the open line and had a hell of a time. I'll tell you, I probably ran my race a little too soon. I played way too many practice rounds, but I got to play with Gary Player and Arnold Palmer and Johnny Miller a couple of times, so I had a hell of an experience. But I will tell you, what makes Oakmont so interesting, and I think everybody likes watching the U.S. Open for guys to have train wrecks and to make par a great score. Well, Oakmont won't have any trouble making that happen. It is so hard. The rough is knee-high to a giraffe. I mean, you can't believe how hard this golf course is.
Yeah, those are those times when you were young, though, Rob. You know, when you were young, you just don't know. You don't know how tough things are. You get a little older, you start thinking about it. But does it get to a point like some of this rough? I was watching last night on Golf Channel. They drop the ball, come back, and the camera is not able to pick the ball up. You know,
you can lose you can lose a softball in that rough. You don't have to worry about a golf ball. You can lose a softball. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable.
Is that the way to protect a lot of courses from these guys that just bomb the ball forever?
Well, you know, the golf has changed so much. You know, that was 42 years ago when I qualified for the U.S. Open.
Wow.
As a high school senior, like, where the hell has my life gone? I just tell your viewers and listeners and whatever to enjoy the show. Enjoy the ride. But you think about the golf ball today, it just doesn't spin as much. And they've got these clubs that are designed to complement the golf ball spin rate, and people can hit it in eternity. And the only shot you have to try to slow down low scoring is high rough and wind. Mm. Wind is the ultimate test, and rough is close second. But you can't do it with the speed of greens. They're afraid to get the greens really firm. They saw what happened a few years back when they played it at Shinnecock, the greens got rock hard and guys started train wrecking and they got a lot of criticism. But Oakmont rough is straight up legend, I'm just telling you.
Rob, it's funny. I hear good golfers talk about how, you know, the technology, the clubs and the balls, and it just eliminates spin. My shots sure as hell still spin. Not always the way I want them to, man.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're totally fine. So there's another 17-year-old that qualified, and I think you were the last 17-year-old that qualified. What do you think of this kid, Mason Howell? He shot a pair of 63s at Piedmont Driving Club, which is like arguably as exclusive as Augusta down in Georgia. I mean, that's a serious track. What do you think about a 17-year-old getting in, and kind of what does it say about our national open, the U.S. Open, that it truly is open to the public?
Well, there's a lot of merit in having that. That in and of itself makes golf feel a lot more inclusive, number one. You could go down that highway for sure. But I will tell you, I was pretty good. This kid, Mason Howell, I mean, I wasn't shooting any pair of 63s. I mean, it's phenomenal. I realized that technology is better and scoring in golf today is a lot better. But, you know, this kid can obviously really golf his ball. I saw him hit balls on the golf channel as well, watched his swing. I really like his action and just really think this kid could be a real superstar. I mean, people probably said that about me. And, I mean, you know, golf's a long journey. And the thing I would tell Mason Howell, the kid that's qualified, is no matter what you do, have a great time, and your life is going to turn out to be pretty damn good, because as long as you're nice to everybody along the way, it's going to be hard to screw it up from where you're sitting right now.
Wow.
So let's talk a little bit about the tournament this week. We're talking with Rob McNamara, director of golf down at Keswick Hall in Charlottesville. I mean, truly one of the great courses in Virginia, if not the Mid-Atlantic or maybe the whole damn country.
This we got a good course. You would really like the improvements we've made. It's straight up legend. You'll love it. Come down and be our guest. We'd love to have you.
Well, consider that done. the way B-Mitch drives, we get to Charlottesville in an hour, 90 minutes, maybe.
Easy commute.
Yeah. But when we talk about this week, hard to not start the conversation with Scottie Scheffler. As a person that played golf at a really high level, what do you think of where Scheffler's game is right now?
Well, he's God gave this man his swing. He's got action that you wouldn't try to really teach someone to do what he does with all the foot action, but where his club is at the top and beautiful high hands, just the club's right on the path, club face square, he putts great, he thinks great, he's got the heart of a lion. I mean, he's going to be tough to beat, but I'm from Kentucky and I grew up betting horses and I don't like betting favorites. So I know that in today's world, we got a lot of sports bettors, listeners out there. I'm going to give you my inside pick. I'm going to go with Seth Straka and a fellow Kentuckian, Justin Thomas. Those are my two picks for the people listening. Get it down. And Seth Straka can drive it good. He's big old strong boy. That's who my money's on. I'm not going to go for the favorite bet on a lock like Scotty.
Would you say that the favorites should be guys who drive the ball straighter? Because I'm serious. I don't care if they're pros or not. They're getting that damn rough. They're not advancing the ball to the green.
Well, I remember meeting Jim Thorpe, and your real golfers will know who Jim Thorpe was.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not talking about the –
You used to play at Langston.
I'm talking about – yeah, the golfer. And Jim Thorpe, Cal Sutton introduced me to him in the locker room at Oakmont. And Cal Sutton, I remember asking him, said, Jim, what do you think about that rough? He called them sucker lies. He said, don't try to hit it out of a sucker lie. He goes, you can't get more than an 8-iron out of any lie out there. He goes, anybody trying to hit a 7 or 6 or 5-iron has lost their mind. He goes, you can only hit 8-iron down to a sand wedge. He goes, forget it on everything else. And that's probably still true. I did not get to go up this year, sadly. I went for the U.S. Amateur of 3 years ago and saw the rough. It's wicked. Like I said, it's knee high to a giraffe.
I got to play Oakmont once, and I parred the first hole, and I was feeling myself. And
how many pars did after that?
I literally, on the second hole, B-Mitch, I wrote down the infinity sign because I was in a greenside bunker, and I could get out of it into the other greenside bunker. And I did that back and forth like five times, and I was just like, I'm going to pick up, guys. Like, there was just nothing I could do. Rob, your two picks, you like Sepp and you like Justin Thomas. If you hit on that, those are both plus 5,000 to win. So even
man,
it's so a $10
like
bet.
Horses.
Yeah, dude.
He's got to make his money.
I love that. I love that. Rob, where do you think – obviously, Rory McIlroy started this year so red hot. He won the Players. I think he won Pebble. And then, obviously, he won Augusta in just like a wild fashion. But then – last at the PGA, his driver gets snagged. He's kind of been like on and off talking to the media when he's usually a guy that I would say enjoys talking. Where do you think Rory is coming into Oakmont?
Well, I don't understand if he used that driver in the Masters, and I mean, this is probably not going to win a lot of favoritism awards with the Rory fans out there, but it and maybe it, you know, how is the driver legal for the Masters and not legal for the PGA or whatever they deemed it to be illegal on? I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why people aren't asking the question. I don't know Rory McIlroy. I mean, I'm just sitting here as a golfer, a respecting the game of golf. It just doesn't make sense to me. Obviously, I don't know all the facts.
It's a fair question.
But you know, they say that some of those drivers sometimes get flagged and sometimes they don't.
Right.
I don't know if it's the player. I think it's just the people that's judging.
And they only test 30 of 120.
They must not have a universal testing system, because you can't tell me sometimes it get flagged, sometimes it doesn't.
It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. It's quacking like a duck a little bit, if you ask me. But you can feel a little of the zip out of his voice. That's all I'll say.
For sure. All right, in just a moment here, we're going to do our U.S. Open draft for the boys on the show. You like Sepp and you like Justin Thomas. Now, this is an interesting question. I heard this on one of the golf podcasts I listened to this morning. You like the ponies. I'm guessing you know your way around an over-under. A over-under, Scottie Scheffler's, where he finishes this tournament, over-under 3.5. Which way are you going?
I'll take the under.
How crazy is that?
I think he's going to finish second.
Wow.
A lot of great. You look in the history of golf, how many great champions have runner-up finishes? I mean, Phil Mickelson, I think, had, 19 runner-up finishes in majors? Nicholas had 19 runner-ups, I think. Mickelson, I know, finished runner-up in the U.S. Open 5 times. I mean, he's due for a runner-up is all I'm saying. That's what I'm gonna bet on a place horse. I'm going to load up on a place. Let's get down. Let's go to Laurel Park, baby.
Rob, I could talk to you for hours. You're speaking my language. Last one for me, B. Rob, I'm guessing with your track record and being at a place like Keswick, which is obviously world-renowned, you qualified for the U.S. Open at Oakmont. I'm guessing you've played all of our country's greatest golf courses, if not those in the world. I'm curious, for you, what would you say is the best golf course in America?
Well, I won't count Keswick Hall because that would be home cooking to talk about how good the Full Cry golf course is. But I've been fortunate enough to play Augusta National. I got to play it 9 times.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, that one, if you only had one more day to live, it'd be hard. You'd be hard-pressed not to say it. If God said you picked the spot, it'd be hard-pressed not to say, I'll take a round of golf there.
I bet. Have you played Cypress?
I have played Cypress Point. That would be number 2.
Okay.
Although, that place is pretty special. I snuck on Cypress Point one time back when I was really poor and played 3 holes, but I then got to go back as a guest and we got to be a guest to play the whole thing. But they've got those signs everywhere, do not trespass. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. I was much younger, and like I said, I was completely busted. So why not? I had nothing to lose.
Rob, this is awesome, man. Maybe we do it again, Rob, before the British. Thank you for the time.
Thank you guys so much. Love your show. Thank you.
Thanks, man. It's our guy, Rob McNamara from Keswick Hall. Beautiful, beautiful golf course down there in Charlottesville, Virginia, and a really, really accomplished amateur golfer. You know what? Maybe we move to Charlottesville, B. Mm-hmm. That would mean we sell our home here, but those rolling hills, it's beautiful. If I'm selling my house, I'm going with John Leahy.
Yep, just like a recent seller did. They were thrilled to receive an offer which was $20,000 over the asking price for their Silver Spring property. Everything went smoothly. There was no stress, no setbacks, and the sale closed right on time. The client had previously been told by another agent that he wouldn't be able to make any profit at all, but he ended up earning exactly what he wanted. So who says there are no guarantees in life? You can check out our friend John Leahy's guaranteed offer right there on his website. You can get the ball rolling at johnsellsdmv.com. We're talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. Go to johnsellsdmv.com and find out your home's value in mere seconds. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
I saw this stat from Unusual Wales this morning. The typical home sold in April of 2025 took 40 days to go under contract, 5 days longer than last April. Things are happening. Things are changing in the real estate market. You need an expert that can still get you cash and get your home sold fast. That is John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Hit him up today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com, or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start backing.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, boys, it's that time. We just talked to Rob McNamara, got our U.S. Open. We're getting ready to rock here. U.S. Open starts tomorrow, Oakmont in Pittsburgh. Time for the draft. How do we want to do it? Snake draft, four players each maybe?
That's cool.
How do we determine? Let's go youngest. White Brian gets the start, then Jeff, then Landy, then me, then you, B.
That'll work.
All right, White Brian, lead us off.
You'll be going last because you're so old.
Who are you talking to? You wish you can get to my age.
White Brian, make a pick.
Scottie Scheffler.
That was a tough one.
That was tough.
Jeffrey.
Bryson DeChambeau.
That's your guy. Team crushers all the way. Although you're a Range Goats guy, I believe. Professor Landini.
God. Everybody else is just so unappealing. Xander.
Ooh, I wanted Xander. You guys are putting me in a box right here. You know that, right? You know what? John Rahm. Bang. Big Spaniard.
All right. I'm taking Rory and Justin.
Rory and JT. Back to me. I can't believe I passed on Rory, but I'm okay with it. I'm between two guys here.
Pause.
Yo, relax, Landfill. You know what? I'm gonna ride with Rob McNamara. He likes Sepp Straka. Give me the big fella. I believe he's Polish. Let's go, Sepp.
He's Austrian, and I'm taking Neiman.
Austrian, pardon me. Sorry to the Austrians I've offended. Jeffrey, this is where it gets fun with Jeff. Round two.
I'm going to take Colin Morikawa.
Okay. Where's he from, Jeff?
Don't know.
California. All right. Go ahead, White Brian. You get two.
Ludwig and Keegan Bradley.
Ooh, captain's pick.
Ludwig and Keegan?
Jeffrey?
Nick Taylor.
Wow. Where's he from, Jeff?
Man, I don't know. Where is he from, JP? Do you know?
I believe he's Canadian. Do I have? I may be wrong.
Do you believe or do you know?
I think they were talking about it. Yeah, he's Canadian.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's Canadian.
Because he won the Canadian Open last year with an eagle on 18, I think.
Cool, but how are you going to ask me questions you don't even for sure know the answer to? I could have said anything.
Why'd you pick Nick Taylor then, Jeff?
because I'm just reading stuff and going with picks.
I like it.
Hey,
read your stuff.
I like that you're honest. He's yeah. like, I'm reading stuff. Damn it.
All right, Landini.
Hideki.
Ooh. I'm going to go with Mike Lowry. Shane Lowry, actually, but I just love saying Mike Lowry. If you're my age and...
What's a dude I don't like?
Everyone?
No, I like most people. I just don't like ass.
Cantlay?
Me?
No, not Cantlay.
Landfill?
No, I don't like Landfill. Landfill's got my damn nerves. Landfill like to just pick it on, you know, when I pick at him, he gets a little sensitive.
Spieth?
No, the dude that's a little athletic dude. On the live tour.
Athletic dude.
Kepka. Give me Kepka and Batia.
You like Batia. I feel like you pick him in every draft.
No, that's just two. Last two.
Okay.
Well, Duga play.
All right. With my last pick, I will take Hovland's still out there, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Victor Hovland. My man's always smiling, no matter what.
Oh, like he's like this.
He looks possibly insane, yeah. But like the nice kind of insane, not like the, you know, stab you in an alley insane.
No, I think he'll stab you in an alley.
Landfill?
I'm going to take your boy, Maverick McNeely.
Whoa.
What?
Yo, he's been playing really well. You know that his dad...
It's not the U.S. Open, though.
He's one of the richest dudes in the world. His old man, like, invented one of the giant tech companies, Sun Microsystems or something. Mm. Jeffrey.
I'm going to go with Siwoo Kim.
Bang.
Just because I like his name.
I like it.
You say he sounds like his name. You like his name or he sounds like his name?
No, I said I like his name. Oh. Siwoo Kim.
There you go. He's a good player.
Oh, see some Woo.
White Brian, finish us off.
Jackson Koivun, Wario.
Who? Oh, you just picked some random Auburn
some
guy?
Some random Bama from Auburn.
Koivun?
Yep.
He's not going to even make the cut.
I'm not familiar with his work, but hey, well, who knows? It's open to the world.
He's not making a cut.
Two-time SEC Golfer of the Year.
Is he an amateur?
He just won his card.
The guy Voigt is an amateur.
He's through the accelerated program.
Okay. All right, here we go. We have five teams, four players each. B. Mitch has Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and Ashke Batia. I have John Rahm, Sepp Straka, Shane Lowry, and Victor Hovland. Now, B., I don't know if you noticed this, but the Commanders made a concerted effort to get bigger on their D-line. Mm-hmm. I went big in my U.S. Open picks. Rahm, Sepp, and Lowry, they all – barrel-chested fellas. I'm mm-hmm. prepared for Western Pennsylvania.
They're going to need it with all that rough they're going to be in.
Well, and then Victor Hovland's like a toothpick, but
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Landfill, Xander Schauffele, Joaquin Niemann, Hideki Matsuyama, and Mav McNeely. Landfill went with two Cali boys and a Chilean and a Japanese player. Jeff, Bryson DeChambeau, Colin Morikawa, Nick Taylor, and Siwoo Kim. White Brian, Scotty Scheffler, Ludwig Aberg, Keegan Bradley, and... the Auburn dude. That's the official picks. White Brian is in charge of keeping track. When we return, Neil Greenberg joins the program.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.